VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisoko siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba isiphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 26 kuzivandlela 2018 nguntungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Bazele into leyi bayisakha kuyenza 2015. Bethathela amazalukazi amabili. Amazalukazi amaningi afula angatholi ukudla. Asebenza nzima ebekhiphile bengakwanisi ukuzenzela.
Ukubandlululwa kwabantu ekwabiweni kokudla ngendaba zombusazwe kufike kusiphanga esibi namhla ngemva kokuba amalunga e-MDCT alichumi lane alambileyo ebotshiwe ebubi kuward 4 ngemva kokuhluthuna isaka lerayisi ekade iphiwa abebandla lezanu-PF kuphela.
Bazele into leyi bayisakha kuyenza 2015. Bethathela amazalukazi amabili. Amazalukazi amaningi kakhulu angatholi ukudla.
Impilakahle kamongameli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ibikwa isikusimo esibi kakhulu kwele South Africa lapho elatshwa khona. Akwelinye icele ibandla lakhe libe lombuthano wokumthandazela eHarare. Kambe unkosikazi Grace Mgabe engaba engudokotela wezemfundo owamanga na izakhamizi zeHarare zithi kacutshungulwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ukwabiwa kokudla kukhangelwa ukuthi umuntu usekela liphi ibandla kufike kusiphanga esibi namhla ngemva kokuba amalunga ebandla le-MDCT alichumi lane ebotshiwe ebubi kuward 4 esetheswa icala lokutshontsha ngemva kokuhluthuna isaka lerayisi ebisabelwa abantu kulindawo izolo. Abasekeli be-MDCT laba bathi irayisi le ibimele yabelwe wonke umuntu kodwa ibinikwa amalunga ezanu-PF kuphela. Yikho nje besuke bahluthuna isaka. Amapolisa abakhulule ntambama njalo athi azababiza ngokuya kwesikhathi. Sixoxelo nkosazana Chithekile Khupe omunye wabasolwa laba ngemva kokukhululwa kwakhe.
Bazele into leyi bayisakha kuyenza 2015. Bethathela amazalukazi amabili. Amazalukazi amaningi kakhulu angatholi ukudla. Asebenza nzima ebekhiphile bengakwanisi ukuzenzela. Kodwa sebesebenza kokuncedwa ngabanye abantu. So sasesivutha amasaka lana sadonsa isaka eli-1. Kade singalidonseli ukuthi isaka lelana silidle. Besilidonsela ukuthi sibazise ubuhlungu. Bayomangala indaba leyi ibe sihamba umhlaba wonke bekwazi ukuthi yiyo into abahlala beyenza.
Yahamba njani-ke icala leli?
Icala lethu kutheli samelele umemba nchazi umananga Tuesday nedikazathi ndabesizi ngoba sikhiye amafoni esikhona ngalo.
Lathatha amabele lerayisi kumbe lathatha irayisi kuphela?
Thina sithethe isaka lerayisi izolo ekuseni mhlaka 25 imota ithe sifonisa amabele. Bavela batho banyitha abantu abaningi bathi khona antolini abanye benu batshontsha irayisi.
Unkosazana Chithekile Khupe ngomunye wabasekeli be-MDCT abake babotshwa namhla ebubi kuward 4 besetheswa icala lokweba isaka lerayisi. Impilakahle kamongameli webandla le-MDCT ibikwa isikusimo esibi kwele South Africa lapho elatshwa khona umkhuhlane wemvukuzane. Iphephandaba le-News Day lithi uTsvangirai usesehluleka khona ukukhuluma. Lokhu kwenzakala abenhlanganiso ye-MDC Veterans Activist Association kubandla le-MDCT benze umhlangano wokuthandazela uTsvangirai. Kubika uMavis Gama.
amalunga lehlanganiso kanye labafundisi abavele kumabandla ehlukeneyo ezokholo lesiKristu bekhokhelwa ngumfundisi Lawrence Berejena bebecula ingoma zokucela umdala ukuba angenele kwezokugula kukaTsvangirai. Umkhosi lo wenzelwe esigodlweni sebandla eHarvest House. Umfundisi Berejena utshelele umsakazi ukuba bakubone kufanele baqhubele umthandazo ngoba kunguNkulunkulu kuphela olamandla okwelapha nokusilisa abagulayo. UBerejena uthi ngumsebenzi wamakholwa labafundisi ukuthandazela inkokheli elizweni ukuze balandele indlela yeBhayibhili. Wongeze esithi ilizwe likulesi simo nje kungoba inengi yenkokheli kwezokholo iphambuke kumsebenzi wayo wokukhokhela kikho konke okwenzakala elizweni okubalisa inkokheli yelizwe. Omunye wabakhokhele uqoqweni kwalombuthano ngunkosikazi Trainer Ruzito, yena ongunobhala enhlanganisweni yeVeterans Activists Association. Unkosikazi Ruzito ulandise phezu kwalomkhosi ngalombuthano.
Umbuthano okhona namhla ukhokhelwe ngamaveterans bathandazela upresident owe-MDC party, owe-MDC alliance ongazi kahle, sikhulekela ukuthi azela.
U-Apostle Menazi Moyo webandla lezokholo ele Wave of Grace Apostolic Mission eseHarare laye uphe imbono yakhe.
Namhlanje sinethemba lokuthi uRichard Morgan Tsvangirai wadubela nxa yelizwe leli eZimbabwe. Namhlanje sinethemba lokuthi uzoachieva njalo uzocelebrata ubukhulu bakaNkulunkulu okhulukule esemzinzile ezempolisini.
Umoyo uthi lokho abakwenzayo kusekelwa ngumbhalo ukuba babothandazela inkokheli zelizwe lalapho into zimi kuhle kakhulukazi nxa zimi manzonzo. Abanye babangenela umhlangano yenkokheli ye-MDCT ebalisa umsekeli kamgcini sihlalo umnumzana Morgan Komichi omela imfakose edalele parlamende unkosikazi Paulina Mpariwa labanye kanye lamalunga emuli yakuTsvangirai ebalisa umfowabo uManase. Abafundisi abaze kulo mkhosi bona babalisa umfundisi Cuthbert Makore we-Adonai Ministries, umfundisi Watson Furai, umfundisi Muroiwa, umfundisi Douglas Mambure, u-Apostle Menazi Moyo, uBishop Lovemore Sithole, uBishop White kanye laye umfundisi Lawrence Bere onguyena obekhokela lomthandazo. UTsvangirai nguye njalo wakhethwa ukukhokela umanyano wamabandla ayisikhombisa athiwa yi-MDC Alliance. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Umsakazo weStudio 7 uthanda uthatha leli thuba lokubonga lina balaleli bethu ngokusisekela okweminyaka yonke le. Njalo sizimisele ukulethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe nsuku zonke. Sithanda njalo ukulazisa kubana sesengezelele inhlelo zethu. Sesilohlelo ngo-6:30 ekuseni phezu kwalolo oluphuma ngo-7:30 ntambama. Lilakho-ke usichuma kusukisela ngoMvulo siya ngolwesihlanu kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave laku-short wave ku-4930 13860 15460 15580 laku-6080. Lingakhohlwa njalo uhlelo lwe-live talk kusukisela ngoMvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ngo-8 PM ntambama.
Amabandla ezombusazwe asekhuthaze izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi zivikele impumela yokhetho oluzayo ukwenqabela izehlakalo zokhetho luka-2008, kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni obuqoqwe lugatsha lwezokhetho izekhi kobulawayo namhla ukuze lwazise uZulu ngelungelo lakhe lokungaphi omunye umuntu inombolo zamaphepha atshengisa ukuba umuntu ubhalisile kuluhlu lwabavoti. Umqoqi wenhlelo zebandla le-MDCT umnumzana Abednego Bebe utshela lumhlangano ukuthi abantu bengavumi ukhetho lusebiwa umongameli Mnangagwa ngendlela abenza ngayo ngomnyaka ka-2008. Evumelana lomnumzana Bebe, umgcini sihlalo wezaphu ezansi emandebeleni umnumzana Matthew Sibanda uthi ibandla lezanu-PF lijwayele ukweba ukhetho ngendlela eziphansi njalo amanye amabandla engavumi ukuthi ukhetho ludluliselwe phambili kumbe kube lokuluphazamisayo.
thina kuhlelo le BVR la ma election olokuthi kona izano e cabinet minister kaMnangagwa ekhokhelwa nguMnangagwa eplana ubana ama election adlulise aye phambili nge 3 years elandelayo asivumelani lalo sisekela iMDC la yethi khona ekuvumeli iRed ukuthi iye kuma election.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Chuma, umqeqeshi weGodlayo Community Development Trust, uthi ukhetho oluzayo lunika abantu ithuba lokuvota kuhle, kodwa sebesola uhlelo lwebandla elibusayo lokuthatha inombolo zamagwaliba abantu asebebhalise ukuvota.
Ukhetho oluzayo sibona ngani lunika abantu ithuba lokuthi bakhethe amabandla abafuna ukuvotela kumbe ukwasekela. Kodwa uhlupho sizwa kuthiwa kulabantu ababonakala befosa abantu ukuthi babanike ama voter registration slips bencindezela phansi ama serial numbers okuyikho okungekho emthethweni ngoba amapholisa aselethe umlayezo wokuthi ababonakala besiza njalo baripotwe ukuze babotshwe. Njalo sabona lezeki futhi qonqosela ukuthi obezenza njalo baripotwe ukuze babotshwe. Sibona ngani khonokho ukuthi kube sesifale kunjalo asazi ukuthi bakwenza lokho befunani bejongene. Kodwa sibona intonyaka kungapho sekunika ithuba abantu ukuthi bavote kuhle kungeladlame.
IZimbabwe iphakathi kohlelo lokubhalisa abantu ukuvota kusetshenziswa uhlelo lweBVR ukuze baphume loluhlu lwabantu abazavota. Sikhuluma nje inani lasebebhalise ukuvota seledlule kancane izigidi ezinhlanu i-5 million, loba nje bekukhangelelwe ukuthi kubhalise abantu abayizigidi eziyisikhombisa. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usethembise ukuba abamazwe angentshonalanga bazeza bazohlola ukuqhutshwa kokhetho obesekungasenziwa kuminyaka edluleyo. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo zithi uhulumende kumele akhangele udaba lwenkohlakalo ngeso lokhozi ngesikhathi abaphathintambo bakahulumende beveza sobala ukuthi balenotho enganani njalo lokhu bakwenze mgceke hathi ensitha njengalokhu okuthiwa abamele bakwenze. Kubika uBathabile Masuku.
Lokhu kuvele emhlanganweni obuqoqwe izinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezigoqela e-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, le National Youth Development Trust lezinye ezimbalwa. Izakhamuzi zikhulume kabanzi ngobandlululo kanye lobugwelegwele obubulala umhlubulo weMandebeleni, bethi kufanele uhulumende achaze ukuthi abantu abaphiwa inyanga ezintathu ukubuyisela imali abayisusa elizweni besiyayigcina ngaphandle kwelizwe ngobani njalo balethe malini. Ekhuluma emhlanganweni lo umqondisi wenhlelo zenhlanganiso yeTransparency International Zimbabwe, unkosikazi Sibona Kuhle Ncube, uthi uZulu ufisa ukuthi uhulumende ahloniphe isisekelo sombuso, kungakhethwa amasela abotshwayo, njalo kubotshwe ikakhulu amasela atshontsha imali lempahla eningi, hashi okuncane njengalokhu okwenzakalayo.
Kulesifiso sokuthi uma impelampela uhulumende eqinisile ukuthi ubugwelegwele kabufuni uyananzela ukuthi bulimaza njani impila kahle yoluntu lweZimbabwe, sicela ukuthi ayibambe iconstitution aqinise kube yikuthi umthetho ubanywa njengomthetho. Ukubotshwa kwabantu abalobugwelegwele, especially grand corruption, ingabi lenketha yabechabe.
Umqoqi wenhlelo ze-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, umnumzana Thulani Mswelanto, uthi injongo yomhlangano lo ngeyokuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zenelise ukukhuluma imbono yazo mayelana lobugwelegwele phambi kweziphathamandla zikahulumende ukuze kuthathwe amanyathelo athizwe ngabo.
The meeting le esenza namhla koBulawayo, it's one of the eqala senze ARR. I think the reason why sisi decided ukwenza ama meetings lawa ukuthi sibona abantu be complain ukuthi uhulumende lo omusha ubopha abantu abanye abanye uyabashiya imfeksi ababotshwayo bangikhona ngabe faction lena ekhishwayo kamgabe yayiyi-G40 so sokule wari yokuthi manga sisithi sifuna ukukhipha i-corruption then i-corruption yangikhona kumele ibe spread across all sectors and also include almost everyone.
UZulu usola kakhulu ukubotshwa kwamalunga ohlangothi olulodwa olwe-G40 kuZANU-PF olwalusekela unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kungela ngitsho oyedwa ohlangothi lwe-Lacoste olwalusekela uMnangagwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umongameli wakwele Melika umnumzana Donald Trump namhla wethule amazwi akhe emhlanganweni wezamabhizimusi oweWorld Economic Forum eDavos kwele Switzerland. Esithi ilizwe lakhe lilungele ukwenza amabhizimusi lamanye amazwe kodwa uthe okweMelika yikho okuza kuqala. Kesizwe amazwi akhe.
We cannot have free and open trade if some countries exploit the system at the expense of others. We support free trade, but it needs to be fair and it needs to be reciprocal.
Ungeke kwaba lokukhululeka kokuthengiselana nxa abantu besenza santando. Thina sisekela ukukhululeka kwezokuthengiselana. Kumele abantu basihloniphe ngalokho. Ukuthengiselana okungelanhlonipho kwenza ukuthi singaphilisani kahle. Ilizwe lweMelika kalisuze likhangele eceleni abantu besenza santando. Kusobala ukuthi bakhona abatshontsha okulotshwe ngabanye abantu lokunye okufanayo. Wonke lokhu kwenza ukuthi kungabi lokuthengiselana kahle emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Lokhu kubhidliza amabhizimusi njalo kuphambanisa izisebenzi.
We will enforce our trade laws and restore integrity to our trading system. Only by insisting on fair and reciprocal trade can we create a system that works not just for the U.S., but for all nations. As I have said, the United States is prepared to negotiate mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreements with all countries. This will include the countries in TPP, which are very important. We have agreements with several of them already. We would consider negotiating with the rest, either individually or perhaps as a group, if it is in the interests of all.
Lawa bekungamazwi kamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump. Ulivestock lamhlanje sixoxa ngohlelo lokubamba abangela amaphepha okuhlala okusemthethweni kwele South Africa iOperation Fiela. Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Inkokheli yamazwe eAfrika ithe kwaqa kwele Ethiopia lapho ehlaziya khona indaba esifathelane lezwekazi leAfrika phansi kwendikimba ethi ukuqeda udubo lwenkohlakalo. Umkhokheli webandla elibusayo kwele South Africa LANC umnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa uzama ukususa umongameli Jacob Zuma esihlalweni kodwa ufuna ukwenza lokho ngokuhlakanipha ukuze engacunuli abasekeli bakaZuma. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMadinda Ndlovu uthi kumele kuvuselelwe isiko ukuze iqembu leli livuke kwathu liqale njalo ukuphakamisa izicoco njengayizolo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Ekhuluma lentathini izindaba zemidlalo okwaqala selokhu eqatshwe ukuba umqeqeqi weqembu leHighlanders uMatinda uthi iqembu leli lendlela yalo elaliyilandela kudala lisadla amahabula okumele ivuselelwe ukuze liphakame njalo.
The idea is to try and get back to the correct path.
Icebo esisebenza ngalo yikuba iqembu leli libuyele endleleni eqondileyo. Siphendukise imikhuba lamasiko ethu njengeqembu leHighlanders eyokwenza izinto ngendlela ethile. Sikhangelele ikusasa iqembu yikho sizama ukuqhuba uhlelo oluzakwenza ukuba imikhuba lamasiko eqembu kugcile impande ukuze yiloba ngubani ozaqhathwa ngemva kwami afike ehambe ngonyawo lunye.
Abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bakhalaze kakhulu emhlanganweni oqhutshwe ekuqaleni kwanyakenye. Bekhala ngokuba leli qembu kumele lisebenzise abadlali abasakhulayo njalo abakhulele kulo. UMatinda yena ovele ulendumela yokusebenza labafana abasacathulayo.
Iqhatshwe ukuba ngumqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders ngaphiwa umlandu wokulivuselela siphendukise insuku zakudala lapho elalichaya khona eziwayo. Akusoze kube lula kodwa kungumsebenzi wethu ukuphuma leqembu elizancintisa lenze abalandeli bebuye ngobuningi babo ukuzobukela enkundleni.
UMatinda yena othathe isikhundla yabesilomqeqeshi odabuka kwele Holland u-Errol Agbi usebenza ndawonye loMandla Mpofu kanye lomelusi Mabaleka Sibanda kuthi okhangela abafana nguVezigama Dlodlo. Umqeqeshi wabo Nozinti akakazakali kodwa isiphathamandla seqembu leHighlanders uMhlanhla Dube uthe uza kuba khona ngokuhamba kwesikhathi. Iqembu lebhoso selilensuku ezimbalwa liqaliseyo amalungiselelo alo alonyaka njalo iningi labafana abakhona ngabasakhulayo ngemva kokuba lehlukane labadlali asebekhulile abagoqela uThenda Ingulube, u-Allen Katsikwa, u-Eric Mutsingwa, u-Ralph Matema kanye loSimon Munawa. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje sihamba leGabazi emculweni wejazz. UNdingo Jowa oyisizalwane sakwe leBotswana kodwa othandwa kakhulu emazweni achiyeneyo agoqela eZimbabwe. Ikakhulu esigabeni sePlumtree ngoba ehlabela ngolimi lwesikhalanga. UJowa uqale ukugxila impande njengomhlabeleli ntolontolo mpela ngeminyaka yabo 1970 ehlabela esontweni kwazo kuthi ngeminyaka yabo 2000 waseqala ke ukukhithiza amadlalate kuze kube lamhlanje selamadlalate ayisikhombisa. Abadala bathi umuntu okhona kakhulunyelwa njengedlozi. Nango uJowa.
NgiyimuNdingo Jowa, ngizala eBotswana. Ngisihlabeli selapha. Ngiyaziwa kakhulu khonapha eBotswana, eSouth Africa, eZimbabwe, eChina, Sweden, laseGermany kungafika khona. Kodwa kaningi ngikhonapha ekhaya kakhulu.
Uqalise nini ukuhlabela?
Aqaze ngumfana omncane kakhulu. Ngangishaya okungama-drums lokuncane lokufana nama-gelon things. Ngangathi ngangazwi ingoma yechaya. Ngisemncane kakhulu ngizwe ingoma yechaya kuphela ngiyalami sekulandelela ngilokhu chaya njani njani. But kuthe insuku zizuku zisiya ngabe sengiziyenzela lami okungama-makeshift guitars okumanzwa ngama-three wires lokhona okuyosebenzisa ama-teams. Ngabe sengilokhu ngishaya njani njani njani. Nje ngingaze ngikhulile ngiqeda isikolo. Ngabe sengingena isontweni yokuthi ayi-Baptist Church khona abakhuluma nama-missionaries abazele America. ngifundisile ukuze isixhume ngitar kusuka lapho abe lokhu ngihlabela ngihlabela kodwa nje lokhu ngihlabela usalukazi wangikhulisayo ugogo ubengathanda abantu abathama katara wayinxa ngenza ukungamagitar nxa ngivele kuyoluza ngithola ize chato wawo ahlephuna ngalahlala phala laphaya ngasuka ngathi ngishapho umfazi ngithatha umfazi layo wayebengathanda ukuthi ngithaya amagitar icanga ukuthi ngenze sikwa ngishiya abantwana ngihamba lamagatala ngasalokhu ngasananzela abantwana kodwa after some time ngama-2001 as itaid umusic very serious ngiqalisa ukwenza i-albhumi kuthiwa Ponda Nyama yiko lapha ngaqalisa khona
Ponda Nyama nanso-ke ilingoma Okwamanje uJoa uphakathi kokuqoqa idlalate lakhe lesishiyagalombili elizaphuma kumaviki ambalwa alandelayo.
Isihloko sayo izayibizwa kuthiwa ngombe zilimbili kumbe sithi ningawana ngombe zilimbili.
Ukhuluma ngani ke kuleyo ngo?
Mana nguzize mbijani uyezwa?
Yebo.
Akuyizwa ukuhamba njani. Ningawana mbira yibani ngana ngo.
Ukugqiba ingxoxo yethu umazibana ongathanda ukuba tshiyela wona abantu abaseZimbabwe abakhona ngapho kwele Botswana ikakhulu ngendaba zamasiko kanye ledlalate lakho lele libuyayo
hayi kutule balingwe ikalanga sigulebetakasimisa tichikukuze chiende phezulu walozikwagwe vana vazive kuti vanobudangai vanoenda poi
yingwenya uNdingo Jowa ephuma ke enkundleni ngale ethi chalibeki Silombe lokunyula Ndingo Jowa ehlabelake kamnandi egqiba uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje yingwenya likhangeleke idlalate lakhe liyeza ekupheleni kwalinyanga lingakhuthwa. Ukuziqhiba esosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Impila kahle kamongameli webandla leMDC thi umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ivikwa ikusimo esibi kodwa yena uyakulandula lokhu. Wanelo kwalamhlanje livalelisayo uNtungamile Nkomo lila.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.